Greetings, and welcome to the NewsRamp Awards podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, June 25th, 2025, and we have a great mix of awards headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Avon Theater, Deborah and Chuck Royce Cinema Arts Center to honor music legend Clive Davis with 2025 Lifetime Achievement Award. The Avon Theater Film Center is proud to announce that Clive Davis, a legendary music executive, producer, and cultural icon, will be honored with the 2025 Avon Theater Lifetime Achievement Award. The award ceremony is set to take place on Tuesday, October 14th, at the Avon Theater, Deborah and Chuck Royce Cinema Arts Center in Stamford, Connecticut, celebrating Mr. Davis's extraordinary contributions to the entertainment industry over the past six decades. As a five-time Grammy Award winner, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, and the creative force behind some of the most iconic artists of our time, including Whitney Houston, Bruce Springsteen, Janis Joplin, Aretha Franklin, Earth, Wind & Fire, Dionne Warwick, Santana, Sly and the Family Stone, Patti Smith, Alicia Keys, and countless others, Clive Davis has not only shaped the music industry, but has also left an indelible mark on the broader cultural landscape. The Avon Theater Lifetime Achievement Award celebrates artists and cultural figures who have made lasting and transformative contributions to the arts, media, and storytelling. Previous recipients include the iconic actor and producer Michael Douglas, who was recognized for his decades-long career encompassing film, television, and advocacy. Proceeds from the event will support the Avon Theater's nonprofit mission, which includes year-round independent cinema programming, educational outreach, and cultural enrichment initiatives in partnership with local schools and organizations.
Cavillon wins Whiskey of the Year at 2025 International Whiskey Competition. The International Whiskey Competition Committee has announced the results of its 16th edition, with Cavillon Distillery winning Whiskey of the Year for their Cavillon Solist Fino Sherry Single Cask Strength Single Malt Whiskey. This marks the first time a non-Scottish distillery has received this honor, solidifying Cavillon's global reputation. The competition, held in Louisville, Kentucky, featured a rigorous double-blind tasting format, with Cavillon's whiskey impressing the judges with its balance and complexity. Tasting notes describe notes of mango, apricot, and grilled pineapple, with a finish of coffee, sandalwood, and dried citrus. Other notable winners include Dewars, Altmore, A. Smith Bowman, and Devans Jianchand. For more information and full results, visit whiskeycompetition.com.
Palermo Law celebrates 30 years of excellence in personal injury law. Palermo Law celebrates its 30th anniversary as a premier personal injury law firm in Long Island, with seven office locations across the region, including a new office in East Hampton. The firm has been recognized as the best Lust law firm on Long Island for five consecutive years. Palermo Law's dedication to client satisfaction and success in securing favorable outcomes has solidified its reputation as a trusted advocate for personal injury victims. With a focus on client care and maximizing verdicts and settlements, the firm reaffirms its mission to provide top-tier legal representation and champion justice for those who have been wronged. For 30 years, Palermo Law has been committed to fighting for the rights of personal injury victims.
ECS earns platinum status for eighth consecutive year in Canada's Best Managed Companies program. Recognition reflects continued leadership in strategy, execution, and long-term performance. Electrical Cable Supply, ECS, Canada's largest independently owned wire and cable distributors, has achieved platinum status in Deloitte's Canada's Best Managed Companies program for the eighth consecutive year. This recognition highlights ECS's leadership in strategy, execution, and long-term performance. ECS's sustained excellence in innovation, culture, and financial performance has solidified its position as a top Canadian company. Hossein Mohsini, Chief Operating Officer at ECS, attributes this achievement to the hard work of the team and their commitment to excellence. ECS's dedication to connecting people, powering success, is evident in their tailored solutions and culture of trust and innovation. With over 40 years of experience, ECS continues to lead in the wire and cable distribution industry.
David Guiaud Creative Arts Scholarship opens 2026 applications to support aspiring artists. The David Guiaud Creative Arts Scholarship, established by entertainment executive David Guiaud, is now accepting applications for the 2026 academic year. The $1,000 award aims to support undergraduate students in film, theater, music, visual arts, or creative writing. Guiaud, known for his work with Hollywood icons, believes in investing in the next generation of artists. Applicants must submit a personal essay by January 15, 2026, addressing their artistic journey and impact. The recipient will be announced on February 15, 2026. This scholarship is more than just financial support. It's a celebration of artistic vision and a commitment to empowering emerging voices in creative fields.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Awards podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.